The Mahmer boys began the night by holding off Highland 65-61. While Mountain Home never trailed and the contest was never tied, they were never able to run away with the game. The Bombers were able to build a 10-point advantage in the final period, but it did not last as Rebels made a comeback. Highland cut the margin to 2 inside the final minute, but they were forced to foul Route Gilbert with a few seconds left. Gilbert canned both free throws to make it a 2-possession game and secure the win. Gilbert led Mountain Home with 23 points. Ryder McLean scored 15. Jackson Korb had 14, and Blaine Tate added 10. Edmund Jones recorded 17 points for the Rebels. Mason Sinclair finished with 15. Adam Monroe ended up with 14, and Carson Roark chipped in 10 points. Highland falls to 3-4 in the season. The Bombers improve to 3-3, and they'll meet Chadwick, Missouri in the semifinals. The Cardinals breeze past Lake Hamilton's junior varsity team 61-36. Flippin's boys were able to defeat Harrisburg 68-47. The host Bobcats will advance to play Lake Hamilton's varsity squad, who beat Shiloh Christian 56-34. Mountain Home's girls followed their male counterparts with an easy 74-49 win over Thayer, Missouri. The first part of the opening quarter was close, but by the end of the period, the Lady Bombers had built a 10-point lead. Mountain Home pulled further away in the second quarter as they outscored the Lady Bobcats 28-16. The Lady Bombers eventually invoked the Mercer rule near the beginning of the final period before going on to win by 25. Mountain Home was led by Brooklyn Mitchell and Livy Fosnes with 13 points each. Riley Davis scored 20 points for Thayer. The Lady Bobcats dropped to 1-1 on the year. Lady Bombers are now 4-2, and their semifinal opponent will be Bentonville West. The Lady Wolverines used a buzzer beater to get past Highland 54-53. Flippin's girls also won on a last-second shot as they got past Harrisburg 44-43. Bergman will be the host Lady Bobcats' next opponent after they top Southside Batesville 72-43. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.